Alterelia softball just completing a 12-2 six-inning victory over Storm Lake St. Mary's, and happy to be joined by Warriors coach Dave Turnquist. And Dave, no matter the records, with you and St. Mary's, usually seems to be a competitive game, and it was in this one for a while, but you cranked things up the last two innings, scoring 8 of your 12 runs in this game.
Yeah, it took a little bit of time to time her. She's a pretty good pitcher, throws good speed, and we've been kind of scuffling here the last few games, and so everybody just had to get back in the same page and be get the mechanics proper, and then they started hitting.
Yeah, you said scuffling these last three games, and losing those last three to East Sac and to Cherokee and Sioux Central as part of the Cherokee tournament over the weekend. And I know defense has been a problem, as I had been mentioning. 26 of those 37 runs allowed over the course of those three games, unearned runs, and I had you for just one error here tonight. So just get back feeling good about themselves, and you had said the defense had been playing well earlier in the season, so you know what they're capable of, and maybe getting that bad bugaboo out of them here tonight.
Yeah, I hope, you know, we had that one day off, and that was on Sunday, and that was kind of nice to just get away from the field, get our heads cleared, and get back to playing defense that we can play. Sometimes, you know, it's when things happen, go good, it's infectious good. And it's same thing with bad. If things start going wrong, sometimes it can be infectious for the whole team that way too. And you know, we have to work on when errors start to happen, somebody has to step up and make a play. And we talk about that quite a bit with the girls. Somebody's got to stop the bleeding there and make a play. That's the mental aspect we have to get across to the team.
Well, he made some nice plays tonight, especially on the infield, backing up Jenna Snyder, who made a few good ones herself in the pitching circle. And as far as her pitching tonight, struck out one, walked one, five hits, didn't allow any runs until the sixth inning. Your thoughts on how she's done in the circle so far this year?
Really well, really well. You know, she's a different pitcher. We had Taylor Rohr last three years, and she was more of a speed pitcher. And Jenna has good speed, but she also has the finesse where she can hit corners and throw some changeups and some drops and stuff. And it puts the infield on notice. You know, a drop ball pitcher, you're going to have some ground balls. And so that's where it comes into expecting it. But it's nice knowing you have Jen at the mound because she can make the plays. She's been a four-year shortstop for me, and it's like having a shortstop on pitcher's mound. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, and Abby Kramer was the winning pitcher in the JV game here tonight, and she had that scintillating varsity debut, throwing a no-hitter with 16 strikeouts, has had some control problems since then. I know you told me early in the season she was probably going to walk a few batters, being an eighth grader, and we know what she's going to do down the line, and pitching's looking real good for you.
Yeah, you know, she had a really good JV game today. We came in last night. One thing about her, she has had some walks, and she's not going to just say, well, I'll see you Monday, coach. It's like, hey, can we come in on Sunday? So I came out on Sunday, and we worked on the mental aspect of it mainly, and just changed a little bit. There's one thing in the form we changed with her, and that helps a lot too, but we really had to work on the mental aspect of it. It's tough to have an eighth grader come in and pitch varsity and be mentally strong. And so I don't want to say I tortured her mentally, but you know, we worked her hard mentally on what to do in situations and how to battle through stuff. And today she, you know, is JV. It's not varsity, it's JV, but still, you still got to do it in JV, and I was really, really happy.
Well, speaking of eighth graders, we've talked about the strong junior class that you have, but another eighth grader leading the charge for you at the plate tonight, that being Annika Patton, reached three times and drove in four runs.
Yeah, you know, she's a little whippet out there. She's not very big. She reminds me of a great player from Newell, Renee Maneman. Just got that little body, you know, and as an eighth grader, but just has hand-eye coordination like none other, and just looks like a seasoned veteran out there. And, you know, I'm sure teams, they probably, the outfielders probably take a couple steps in and they see her. But man, can she pound the ball.
Strong.
She's a good golfer, so probably maybe yeah. Something comes from that, too.
Strong words, you say, for just an eighth grader as she is. And really needed this one here tonight, I'm sure you were thinking, especially as I was talking about previously with the schedule that lies ahead. Brutal competition the rest of this week, starting with going to Newell Fonda on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, this week When the season, the calendar came out, I looked at you. You circle that week as okay, this is gonna be a toughie, and yeah, Newell, and then you get number one, Fort Dodge, St. Edmunds, and then Southeast Valley, and all three are playing really well. So, but you know, if we play like we do tonight, bring it on. You know, we're ready to go.
Altarelia softball now 8-5 after their 12-2 6-inning win over Storm Lake St. Mary's here in Alta tonight. Coach Turnquist, thanks for giving us a few minutes. We'll be seeing you.
Thanks for doing the game, Ryan.